beforehand. Don't try to make too much sense of it until I... Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out to our CDRA meeting, July 11th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. To start off with a roll call.
Lynn?
Here.
Paul, excuse. Mike?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
John is also excuse. Sam?
Here.
Okay, first item of business is approval of minutes. June 13th, 2023, regular CDR meeting at 6 p.m.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes to the Mount Pleasant CDRA meeting dated 13 June 2023, 6 p.m., regular meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion by Russell, second by Sam, to approve the minutes of the regular CDRA meeting held June 13th, 2023, 6 p.m. regular meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our June 27th, 2023 special CDRA meeting held at 6:15 p.m.
Budget.
You approve budget.
Make a motion to approve June 27th, 2023 CDRA meeting special meeting. 6:15.
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion by Sam, second by Russell, to approve the special CDRA meeting held June 27th at 6:15 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is in to approval of claims, the invoice register dated 6/9/23 to 7/3/23 in the amount of $71,970.83.
I have a question on that. It's the auto parts, but it says parts for the railroad project. So I don't want that.
RTA grants that we have.
Oh, so it's just grant, it's grant money then?
Right,
the
railroad
project is just grant money. Okay. Looks like the old Swift Construction took the whole, kind of making some money, didn't they? The whole balance.
Is that all complete? No. I'm going to have to ask a question. The question is, in the building. Make a motion to pay invoice register dated 6/9/23 to 7/8/23 in the amount of $71,970.83. I'll second. Yeah, motion by Sam, second by Lynn, to approve invoice register dated 6/9/2023 to 7/3/2023 in the amount of $71,970.83. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
I know there's one thing that cement hasn't been picked up yet on the roadside. Yeah. The cement truck back then has cleaned his truck out.
Yeah. And also that trailer, I'm going down to where I found the show.
What is that trailer out there?
Well, I went down there with the trails. Some guy was doing some stuff there, and he left it there, and they're coming to pick it up. I'll come take care of it. The guy was down there by the trails, down at his machine shop down there on the end. Yeah. So some guy was doing some stuff for him, and he's kind of homeless, but he's been told he's got to get it out there. I'm going to go follow him.
Okay, I'm talking to the one that's parked down in an RV.
I'm talking about the one that's in a like a trailer.
Camp trailer.
Trails?
Yes, on the runway on the same strip. Yeah, this is not the runway, this is down in Concord.
Yeah, right.
Is that a helper?
No, it won't, but he's not now, so I talked to Trell about it, I'm going down tomorrow.
Same guy.
Huh?
The same guy that was out in the industrial park, right? No?
No. This is a different guy.
So Jack, or Galen rented a trailer spot, you know, during the 4th of July to somebody down there.
They've been up there for a good month.
Have they?
We're talking about the same thing, Melissa.
Yeah, it was right by the trail down there, the first set of trails. Just the last spot down there hooked up.
Oh, my humble apologies. I thought you were talking about that trailer in the industrial park down the Market Trail.
No, that's the time in the...
Well, that is there. We have a, there's a community service program after the National Park Service. They assigned somebody to work, and he's working on between the stalls, and we had to provide them a place to stay, so it's temporary. It's going to be gone pretty quick.
Okay. I thought probably you was your worker.
Yeah, I thought you was a worker. I apologize. I thought you were talking about the one in the industrial park that's been abandoned.
There is locks on them breakers and stuff down there, isn't there? So I wonder if somebody did pull them and hook up.
Jack Paul was up on that, and they cleaned the stalls down here as a community service project in the National Park.
Yeah, I see they've done some of that. Some weed eating went on around there.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the one in the industrial park that's been abandoned. That's an action trigger.
Okay, I just wondered.
Okay.
I walk out there every morning.
I know you do.
I see it.
Okay, we'll turn time over to you, Mark.
Okay, because I don't know, we haven't got much time, so what I'm going to have you out here are some minutes from the Ministry of Community, your executive committee, just some minutes from the June meeting, and then there's also an agenda from the starting meeting. Now, the minutes might look like they're really complete, but the second page just said adjourned. So the minutes that you have in front of you discuss what happened in your executive committee meeting in the June 13th meeting, and the agenda talked about what was discussed today. So by having both the agenda from this month's meeting and the minutes from last, will give you some kind of an overview of all the projects that we're involved in, including restoration of buildings on Main Street and so on and so forth. Because tonight, with the limited time we have, we'd like to focus one more time on one part of the agenda. If you take a look at the agenda, I'll give you a copy. You'll see that there's one of the items on there who I'd like to focus on tonight. This morning, for example, we discussed the streetscape project. We talked about the $10,000 Main Street grant to come up with guidelines for signage and to help businesses with grants. And then we talked about the dead trees on Main Street that we'll be following up with you guys on. Then we talked about the Equestrian Center in terms of the Eccles grant to do the landscaping down there. It's a $30,000 grant from Eccles 30 from the Heritage Area to do landscaping. And then watch your broker report on the Main Street Restoration Project. So that will kind of give you a quick overview of the kind of things that your executive committee is doing under the auspices of the Main Street Program. What we'd like to do with the limited time we have tonight is focus on the item 6, the park project report, and I'd like to turn that over to Justin, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Mark. You guys are probably tired of seeing me, but I want to try to keep the momentum going on this project. I want to share just some experience that I had last Sunday at the park. I took my grandson out there. We walked around the path, and then we stopped at the playground. And there were so many kids out there playing on that playground that he couldn't even find a spot to play. That's probably not common all the time, but the fact of the matter is, I think our community is outgrowing some of the things that are at the park, and I think that's why we've kind of shifted focus a little bit on just expanding the existing playground and maybe making it bigger. That said, I think maybe you guys seen this last time. I don't think the mayor was here. But this is a layout and a quote that I got from Playing Park Structures. I just wanted you to take a look at that. And notice the capacity up there. It's between 125 and 150 kids. And according to the concept plan that we had the public hearing on and you guys reviewed a few months ago, moving the playground down to where the horseshoe pit is, some more open space there is kind of what we're proposing.
By the way, the engine we are soon, the guy from Hoover Valley Railway, that's all in place. He had to go to North Carolina. That's going to be coming down. That's all front of the grant. It's going to cost $32,000 to haul it down and install it. And the water tower is in motion, at least in touch with a few folks on that, because Monday they're going to start with the water tower.
Where are they going to put that?
It'll be, you know, where the gazebo is, will be right to the east of that, north of the.
No big tower then, it's just a.
It's just
not a big tank.
It's like the one in the movie, the Kevin Cut. It's a wooden replica.
Oh, okay.
So, now that the 4th of July is over, I would like to try to be a little more aggressive. I'll get some things done down there. Working with Shane on lighting and power, get the power on the ground. Work with Public Works on some things that they can help us with as far as the restroom, getting the sewer water up in that for the restroom. And some of that in kind that we've committed to do. But I give you a handout, and just to let you know how the Water Water Conservation Fund grant works is it's reimbursement type grant. Once we do the improvements, then they reimburse the city for those improvements that we've done. So there is some upfront cost that's associated with that. And we do that going in. But anyway, that sheet that you have in front of you shows the playground equipment only to purchase that. And for that layout, and that equipment there was the quote was $317, with them giving a Healthy Kids Initiative grant of $138,000 back to the city. So they're basically giving us double the equipment for the cost. Now, the fact of the matter is they may have inflated that cost a little bit, but I think it's still the company is a reputable company. They're on an approved vendor list on the state procurement website. They have gone through a competitive process with their catalog already, and so they are an approved vendor through the state.
So, just on that price, did that include, they'll come in and install it?
No, that doesn't include
it. That doesn't include that.
We'll have to have probably income.
Okay, some of that stuff, okay.
But I think that would save us a lot of money if we were able to come and do it.
That's what I was curious at.
So,
can't wait more.
So anyway, the upfront cost for the CDR would be $178,881.
And will you emphasize again that strictly for playground equipment?
Strictly for playground. But if you look down through the column on the left where I have the different grants, you've got the Heritage Area grant of $35,000. Which Mark and I have talked about that, and they're committed to helping cover that. And then the Healthy Kids Initiative is the 138-127. And then the T-Mobile grant, who applied for $50,000, we don't know for sure if that will come through or not. That's probably one of the biggest variables is that grant. And then we would like to get the process rolling for the RAP tax grant, and I've included $60,000 in that. I don't know how much is actually in the pot. Maybe Mary might know that.
I don't know exactly. It's somewhere right around that, though.
So, all that considered, if you look down on the very bottom line, below the blue line, if we get the total cost of the CR with all those reimbursements and grants, we would actually be $11,000 in black. So it wouldn't cost the city anything at that point. In the event that we don't get the T-Mobile grant, the cost for the city would be, for the CDR would be $38,800. So that's what I would that's my proposal, is to go ahead and get the playground equipment purchased, and probably come back to the CRA next meeting with a purchase order or something. It won't be delivered for 8 weeks, probably, or so after it's purchased, and then if we have to store it somewhere so we get it ready to install. But in order to take advantage of the Healthy Kids Initiative grant, June was actually the deadline that they told us they would extend that if I was making progress on getting it purchased. So I think it's a good deal. I think we can get a lot of equipment for, if everything comes through, for, I would say worst case scenario, $38,000 to the CRA.
Justin, since your timeline on the PO is such, you may have to ask the RDA board if they would consider a special meeting before, on the 25th, right before the council meeting, specifically to make an action item to approve that.
Yeah, I was agreeing that.
Okay,
something really minor. That would probably be best if we could do that waiting clear until August, I guess, would be the next meeting. The sooner we can get the PO back to this vendor, to where we can get that equipment would be ideal. So, as far as competitive bids and procurement, I feel like we can forego that because it is already an approved vendor through the state. They've already gone through that cooperative agreement and have got competitive prices for that equipment. And he'll provide us with the paperwork that shows the best. Those agreements are in place with the state. There's limitations on how much profit they can make. They have to report, so it's a pretty sound system to purchase a lot of different things, playground equipment, tables. There's a long list of stuff that cities can purchase that have already gone through a competitive process. So, there is a warranty on the equipment, lifetime warranty on the clamps and some of the things, and then I think a 15-year warranty on some of the other stuff. So the last thing we want to do is end up with a situation like we have at the splash pad, where we went with the cheapest vendor, and I don't even know that they're even in business anymore. So that's kind of where we're at with moving things forward. And then we'll just continue to move things forward as we can. I would like to give a Shane and Fulford on how their plans are going to overlay with what we're trying to do, and just so they can schedule and make sure that they can provide the help.
I was talking with Shane today up there at the shop, and he had some guys up there for the lighting. And these guys said that they'd get the lights, and they was wondering about if there was any ordinance protected the RV camp out of the trailer park for lighting. They was worried about too bright, and they was wondering about that. And then they said also they have the ability to put cameras right in the light poles so that we can have cameras out at the park. So Shane was really interested in getting with you and seeing where we could, so he could start letting out some bids for that, get the lighting.
Yeah, I think it's probably time that we have a coordination meeting with everybody involved with the sprinklers.
Yeah, I think the sprinklers
get those going, and then the power, figure out how we're going to approach the restrooms, things like that.
Yeah, he was interested in how many light poles were going to be needed to illuminate the park. And so it'd be safe.
I know that's one of the biggest complaints I've heard lately, is the city employees don't know what's going on with the park project, and they don't know what's going on with Main Street. They've got concerns on both of them. Coulter's expressed concerns. Stephanie's voiced concerns lately. You know, just like, this is kind of my area, but yet I'm not included. I don't know what's going on, anything that's going on. So that's one thing I think.
Well, I think it's been a little bit premature at this point to bring everybody in, and I think we're at that point now where I think that needs to happen. I've said to Stephanie that some of the things that that I've been working on. So,
so they just voiced concerns to me. I don't know actually.
Like that they don't, as far as scheduling, or they don't.
They just feel like they're totally in the dark. They don't know what's going on. Like you're having the Main Street meetings and stuff's coming out of there. Or they're hearing stuff coming out of there. Don't have a clue what's going on.
Can they attend the meetings?
Well, because I know that code is very concerned on the trees along Main Street because there is a leak here they can't find, or you know, just stuff like that. There, it's like they would really like to go to something different than the trees. So I know there's just lots of concerns.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. The reason it hasn't been set up is because of the fact that the, if you look on the item 3 that came up today, and as soon as they have their proposal together, it's just a concept. Then they're going to bring in, then they're going to hold a meeting. We discussed that this morning. They're going to meet with Corbin and Public Works, discuss what they want. They recognize, of course, that committee is doing that. It's headed up by two different PEEP committee members, and they recognize that this is nothing more than a proposal they're going to make to Public Works. But like you said, it's premature. They're just not, they met with Chris Hall from UDOT, and they got the plans together, and that very subject was talked about. But once the concept is all together, then they're going to call a meeting and meet with Kohler, anybody else in Public Works, to see if what they want to do is feasible. That's item number 3. Well,
and I think another thing we need to include in that is business owners. Because I've had 2 or 3 complain to me about the trees on Main Street and how they rub on their building and issues there.
Well, you know, a lot of the people. We need to clear that up as well because this morning, for example, Janelle Seeker was over the committee, what's called the Downtown Enhancement, and she reported that she had talked to the business owners and how much all of them were in favor of keeping trees. But again, whether or not it's feasible is another matter. So they're scoping this out, getting all the plans together. Again, that's item 3 on your agenda. And then we're going to meet with Kohler and discuss it. And then in the last analysis, it will be up to the governing body, in this case it's in the RDA's board, to decide if you want to adopt their proposal. And they've got Chris Hall from UDOT also involved in it. Now, as far as this small one here, item number 5, that is 100% to coordinate with that. That came up because we had some complaints about there are 4 dead trees on this side and one over there. So all I did this morning is I report, well, we'll get with Kohler, but it's premature to move any trees until we take the scope of work that we plan to do and see if it's feasible to save the trees. And to be able, if you look at the minutes from the last meeting, we had 2 consultants, including Bridger Varley, talk about that.
So a year ago, we had the big knockdown drag. I don't know where we get rid of it by Bex.
What's that, I guess, Sam?
The one that we had a knockdown drag out of 30 years ago by Bex.
Yeah.
Over between the state flicker guy.
Yeah.
But we went to remove it because it was bad and it was causing issues with Bex. Me personally, I'm in favor of, I don't know what the plans are, but they need the right trees. They need to be smaller, more appropriate size trees.
That's exactly what's discussed. And like I say, when they've got the plan together, then they're going to sit down with Public Works and see what they have in mind. And what they're going to do is Jim Caldwell and Nancy are working on that because they secured a grant process for the trees they have down there, and that's what exactly what they're studying. What kind of trees can we put in there that would be consistent? What they really want to do is save the trees. Well, it's not those trees, is another matter.
Right.
I want to emphasize once again, item 3 on your agenda. Because by item 3 on your agenda, with the minutes from the last meeting, you'll see it's doing scoped out. And when it is, that's when they sit down. They have to be fleshed out, that thing was talked to Kohler at this point about it. So they didn't do that. And then whether from the RDA is assigned to that kind of stuff, we'd like to have a member of the RDA go and sit on that meeting too.
So that whole water system still has to be redone.
Exactly.
Does that mean the trees die because of the water?
Well, there's part of that, and then part of it's get the roots get out. Yeah. The trees are getting the roots out underneath the sidewalk where they don't get in the water.
Right.
There's different options of how you actually water the trees. You put a well in each tree and it will water. You don't need to have the whole.
Well, when I did all the training up there, a lot of it's the right tree for the right place, and then you also got to have the right type of drainage and everything else around them.
When they get the sculpting ready,
yeah,
they sit down with Public Works, and then they're good searching. You might want to comment on that because you were at that meeting about the well concept. That's something we're looking at.
Where you have a well of each tree that goes down into the roots. Because the bubbling up at right of the trunk isn't going to do much good. You've got to get the water down the root ball. And so you might have a well that you go in and fill, you know, put 5 gallons in every week, and it just sits in that well and waters the tree. And then you don't tear everything up for the system.
Well, no, but you can tell them by overwatering to the ground.
I think so. And I guess my thinking is, if those guys want to be, I thought they might be too busy to want to be involved in all
of the meetings. I think it's so short. The idea, whether it was supported with Public Works and Cole, the idea was you have to have something concrete and a plan to talk about, otherwise you just hold a conversation.
Kind of going back to your playground, Justin, I'd like to see it all go through, and when the director was talking, maybe have a meeting, I'm okay with it. Well, one thing I would suggest is there a way that we ought to look at, even if it's been kind of, we ought to put a couple of drinking fountains in there somewhere.
That was all my next, to talk about is what is the water situation out there, because I know that there's no water at the pavilion section.
I don't know. It's all culinary, so I mean, even the sprinklers are all culinary, so it wouldn't be hard to tie in a drinking fountain out there.
Might be a drinking fountain at the restrooms. Yeah. It would make sense, and around the playground. I think that it would make sense to put some. We was walking around the cemetery on Sunday and needed a drink, and everything. The drink fountain turned off out there.
It's because the water line got broke because of the train cars and the sprinkling system, so they have to turn them on manually, so they can't leave them on. So it's like when sprinklers are on, the water at the drinking fountain otherwise there's not.
Is that not something
to
be repaired?
Well, I think it was similar, also what you were going to be doing.
And then all this irrigation of the park is going to go to that new well anyway, so it'll come off of our culinary system anyway, so it'll be a totally separate deal.
All right, well, I just had somebody ask me what the water situation was out there, why there's not even water.
Can you make it clear, completely clear, though, when everything's everything's simplified, then you're going to bring in very specifically what Shane and Cole to talk about implementation.
That's definitely, we were to that point, I feel like, is where we can start. We've got some more sound plans that we can start working on.
Because one other concern I have is that area may be where the sewer line has to go out to the sewer line from the restrooms.
What area?
Out across right there, kind of where the horseshoe is. Might have to go out that direction to get the sewer line. The sewer line. Yeah, we want to make sure that if that's the case, that we're not putting playground equipment in, and we have to get through the other thing to go around the other way.
Didn't they tie the sewer in off the north of the train cars?
I think it's on the south side. I think it comes from Randy Carter, so I'm not sure.
No, it came in off the north side.
I had to come getting gray to get that last car in.
That thing also would have to go in front of the north side of tennis courts and down. It would be my town. So.
Well, the consultant you brought aboard should have that solidified and give all the engineering rationale behind that to keep the coding on it.
Those are some things that I think that's why we need to talk and coordinate now, so we can.
I'm pretty sure they came across the north side there on the train cars. That sewer came off the north side.
I'm positive.
Yeah. I am too.
It ends about that last car was north.
I think we need to make it perfectly clear that on the mission, any work that's being done on the streetscape and on the park project, so that everything is certified, that there will be complete coordination with the public works and final approval from the RDA board.
We gotta get Stephanie and Shane.
That's a given statement, actually. Now,
I don't think there was any ever intention of.
No, it wasn't, but sometimes it's not. We don't articulate it as clearly as we should.
Might I suggest maybe you have somebody on the committee that after you guys have a meeting like this, would reach out to them and let them know what was discussed and what the next steps are? Just so they know they're not being left out, that right now you're not to the point that they need to be included yet. Just have somebody reach out. Because even at the city hall, it would be nice sometimes to know what you guys talk about. We have people call us and we're like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Just have one person from your committee that could even just let me know, and then I could maybe send out an email or something.
Yeah, so that's approval again. Just ask them what you gave here to us.
Yes, so. Just so we can.
And actually, it's a good idea. And you actually, I suppose she's supposed to be here tonight because I will. She'll be the liaison relative to the streetscape project, Chris Hall, DDOT, but again, the certification of the plan should be pretty complete, then we'll sit down with that meeting.
Yeah, and
then, if you need to do that, I'm going to tell you, the worst thing that can happen is people speculate on what's going to happen,
right.
So it's a good point of opinion. And,
Maybe a solution to that is have somebody from the CDRA board be the liaison between the everything that's going on between the CDRA and Main Street.
Well, we invited Natalie. We're going to came to the streetscape project quite frankly early on because Natalie and Dave Rocky was over. We invited them to the Main Street meetings early on in this process. You know that.
Right.
And then they washed their hands of it. And so then we. I'm not criticizing that they did.
Right.
And, but we did have years on. They were under the meetings. And then they finally came and said, we can't get any cooperation, so we don't want anything to do with it. And that's when we went to Plan B, we do a design, take it to Coleman, and bring it to the RDA. We're almost there right now. We're waiting to have Chris call, the meeting with Chris Hall at DDOT, to see what they can do in terms of the traffic patterns on the issue.
The other thing is there's a lot of in-kind that we're committed to, and we need to have a really good accounting system of what Shane does, what Coulter does, so we can count that. So that all needs to be set up, too. So there's more than just, you know, what we're doing. There needs to be some method in place to do all that accounting.
So the other thing on that same line, for our insurance company, too, if we have volunteers work, we need to get a sign-up sheet like we've done for the CRIC. Because that way, if they sign up, then if they do get hurt, our liability insurance will need to cover them. And that would be a good way to keep track of
who's
doing what, how many hours they spend. Yeah. That would be a good record just to
so have to have that for just care and then being kind for the
right.
City.
Right. So it just has a record that way and covers them on insurance-wise.
Yeah, when we have a meeting, we'll have a list of the points that we need to talk on, and those will be included. And however, whoever the gatekeeper is, I guess, in those documents, we'll have to determine who that is. So.
Yeah.
Now, one more thing I'd like to emphasize, that's why I'm glad this came up. The reason we have this agenda. So, for example, on number 8, Main Street Restoration, that's a complete cooperative effort. The two committee members, Roger Roper's coordinating in terms of the $109,000 Paul Bloom grant, and also the CLG grant, and then with Janelle Siegel is the committee member who's over working with the businesses. And so that can cross over on the trees as well. So I think this is good to have this, so you know, but once again, I want to emphasize, complete involvement with Stephanie, Public Works, we're close to having the plan wrapped up and presented to the consideration.
Okay.
So are we going to schedule an emergency meeting for, or a special meeting for the 25th? Maybe just 15 minutes before council?
Is it pretty that meeting, council?
Well, the third purpose
is 6.
Yeah, let's just keep normal.
Yeah, 6.
So, third purpose to commit the funds.
Yeah, to present first story.
Yeah. Any other?
6 or 6?
Let's just do a 6. I have one thing I'd like to bring up.
Sure.
I'd like to do a ribbon cutting.
No, Dave mentioned it. Good idea.
On that warm-up arena?
Yeah.
And I'd like to, I talked to Steve Lund a little bit about it, because he was instrumental in helping us get that.
Yeah, he was. Well, maybe he was there, was. You saw the email I sent out to Darren and Steve talking about the project we're doing with the Heritage Agent. You commented on that. And so that would be good, because the RDA is also the chair of community of the Main Street. We've done $60 million in projects, and the entire, Darren represents all the six counties in the Mormon Heritage area are represented in the Senate by Darren, and then Steve represents all the seven counties.
Yeah, I'd like to have those two and do a ribbon cutting, because I think it would go a long ways to thank them for their efforts.
And also, I did mention that, it's a great idea, and also being ready with those signs that we have to put out. Outdoor rent relative to $150,000 for the rest.
Yeah, and we ought to maybe do a little bit different time, but
yeah.
And I think it's talking to Dave about it. I talked to Steve a little bit about it. I don't know if Dave's down for 2 weeks, but get a little sign there. And Steve Lund mentioned something about, you know, this is paid for by the Utah. I can't remember the exact
word. The money went through the Utah Department of Cultural. They got a fancy title now. It said, Utah Department of Cultural and Community Engagement.
He just said something simple like, this is your tax dollars coming back to work at Mount Pleasant City or something like that there.
Yeah,
you know, I brought back to you by the state of Utah to the city of Mount Pleasant or something simple. Because he didn't want all the other titles in it. But I, you know, we ought to hang a sign there or something too. That's a thing.
Yeah, we got to put one for $150,000 to one of the rest of the stuff that went from.
And I know that sign is ordered.
Yeah, that's what they know.
Yeah,
because I think Lisa Potter was talking to Dave about it.
Yes. And I think that's it.
Do we need a motion to move forward with this then?
Well, it's not on the agenda. The council has had that special meeting.
I think we should take action on the first day of
okay.
We're moving aside for this project to water conservation, and I think it was $1,500 in the budget to do that, so we'll have to get that going too.
Do you want these back, Justin?
Do you want it on that same meeting?
Huh?
Do you want it in that same meeting?
To approve the sign or the funding?
Both of them that you're talking about?
I think we got to.
Yeah.
Get the sign for
it. The sign for that other one.
So Lisa Potter designed it, and then Dave has a company in Springdale that's making it?
Okay. Because there's some specific things that have to be on this one.
Especially on the outdoor reference. Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, so I'll get that. So water conservation is all, it's all wrapped in the Boozer Outdoor Recreation now, so all those programs are kind of, among those lists are kind of combined now, but I'll get the specs on the sign.
Well, the thing about it is that the grant he's working on, and all the funding for the Heritage, it all comes from both of them come from that part.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a little grant from the six county too, and maybe I'll look at it. They might would help a little bit on that playground equipment.
Good.
That application is we'd have to submit by the 1st of August. It's not a very big one, but it might help.
Well, even if it can go towards what, if it can go from the playground equipment, it can offset more money to go towards the restroom, the
lighting,
yeah. So anything we can do to sweeten the pot is going to be beneficial out there. Because there's a lot of need. And not a lot of money.
So, I would also even, I might talk to Sean Watts after the hospital. Intermountain Livewell gives some grants too. Mm-hmm. And they might would be willing to contribute something towards playground equipment like that there, because if it gets kids back outside, I'll ask her about that this week too.
Yeah, anything will certainly help.
So. Okay. Anybody have anything else?
Make motion again.
Okay.
Second.
Sam makes motion to adjourn. Second by Russell. All those in favor?
No. All right.
Any opposed? Thanks, guys.
Justin, did you want that? Did you want that back?
Yeah, I don't need it. I thought it turned out. Did I give you guys some big ones last
year? Yeah, I think so.
Some
of them are set on the table, I think. Yeah.
No, I just think that's my
Then why is that some of their stuff that they don't want?
Seems like some good things over and over and over again.
It's just keep good.
Like grandpa saying.